Hey, how is everyone doing? And my, oh my, has it been a long time? Hey, I'm already coming in with the bars for this new resurgence of the Hoop Central podcast. Now, it's your boy, Nakeem. Alongside me is none other than Malik M3. How are we doing, Malik?
What to do, what to do, what to do.
Man, I'm excited. But before I even share all this excitement, sadly, Justin and Stetson, who are also co-hosts of this podcast, will not be on it for this little stretch of the season, which we don't know if they'll join again soon. But you know, things are a little bit different than how they were last year. A lot of people going through different things, is considering the situation that we're facing. So, send your thoughts out to them. We miss them. Hopefully, they can get back on there because
Absolutely.
we love hearing Justin's hot takes. We love hearing Stetson make fun of Matt. Like, who doesn't like hearing that?
Yeah, we got like we got Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman. Those are our two. And then I don't know who we are.
Molly Carum, I don't know. The Molly
That's
Raiders, I think who we are, but
what it says us.
regardless, it's been a while. There's a lot of things that's happened in the NBA. For those that do not know, the Hoop Central podcast is a podcast that covers everything basketball. Now, we like to touch on things that the mainstream media doesn't like to necessarily talk about. So, if there's a player who's been under the radar, we're going to talk about them. If the G League is popping, we're going to be talking about the G League. It's just we love basketball at the end of the day. And you know what? We've missed so much basketball since the last episode. It's only right that we start off with some of the big topics that happen in the NBA and in the WNBA over this past last season. Now, Malik,
Absolutely.
why don't you start us off with what exactly happened? Just refresh the memories real briefly of the viewers.
All right, well, let's refresh the memories. Our last Hoop Central podcast was maybe February of 2020, and now we're in February of 2021
It's a
right now
whole year, a whole
as we speak. So we aired the last episode, and then boom, COVID hit, school shut down, we were home, we didn't have the equipment to film. Done. Everything was shut down. We couldn't do any more episodes. So that was the end of Hoop Central season one. And a lot of things happened in the NBA. Rudy Gobert got COVID and he spread it to his teammates that Donovan Mitchell actually called him out upon, but they fixed the relationship now. And the NBA shut down as long as other sports associations, including the NHL, the MLB, a lot of teams had to relocate, not even from their own arenas, going to different arenas, traveling, and they created this NBA bubble. I'm like,
The
okay, Adam
bubble,
Silver, what is this NBA bubble?
Disney
Adam
World.
Silver said, we're going to Disney. Pack your bags. You can't bring your families yet, maybe later, but we're going to Disney, and you got to quarantine, and you got to get tests every day. So, Nakeem, I just want to ask you, how was watching the NBA bubble with no fans? How was that? How was the experience for
Ooh.
you?
For me personally, it was such a weird experience because all my time of being an NBA fan or just being a sports fan in general, there have always been fans in attendance. Now, you've seen the digital fans on the screens, like that was cool and all, but it just wasn't the same authentic feeling. And then you could tell by the play of the teams there that it just wasn't the same NBA that we were used to. Not to call out any players or anything, but for example, TJ Warren was a like MVP caliber player in the bubble. But then when you look at him this season, although injuries have derailed him for the beginning part of it, he just hasn't replicated that same type of play. And I feel like without fans, it's more of like a free-flowing type of game where you don't have to worry about your performance. You could play as if it's just a practice or a pickup game. That's what it kind of gave the vibe off as. And although that's what some people say, and I agree with that in a sense, I do think that made the games much, much more harder because of there not being fans. There's no such thing as a home court advantage anymore. It's literally just you go and play, the better team wins, really. Whoever plays better wins. And it kind of puts a lot of pressure on the teams. That's why a lot of people might say this is the Mickey Mouse ring, or you know, kind of like downgrade what the Lakers were able to do. But I feel like the Lakers did win one of the toughest championships considering everything that was going on. They might have been in a resort, but the toll on your mental with everything surrounding it, not being with family, worrying about health and safety of yourself, others around you, it's kind of hard to like understand. And for me myself, I can't even fathom it, but I have to put myself in the perspective of the players. And although it wasn't the best and most entertaining NBA playoffs that I've seen, I won't lie, I barely watched the NBA finals because it just wasn't that entertaining to me. I still got to respect Adam Silver and the NBA for their job they did with the bubble, as well as the WNBA. They did a great job as well.
Absolutely. Shout out to the WNBA. And not only did the NBA and other sports associations go through the bubble, but tragic events did happen in the first quarter of the year, especially with George Floyd's death and police brutality making its return to society as we know it. So rest in peace, George Floyd. Rest in peace, Breonna Taylor.
RIP.
And rest in peace to all African-American individuals that lost their life due to police brutality. And the WNBA and the NBA took a stance against that. And they protested games, which I 100% respect, and I'm behind that.
For sure.
I thought it was a great message for the younger generation to realize that we're going to fight for this. We're going to fight for equality and against police brutality and for social reforms.
The NBA did an amazing job at being vocal and advocates of change for their respective leagues. And I think they were the ones who, when you look back at this new era of being more than an athlete, you're going to be thinking about basketball and what the WNBA and NBA were able to do. So I commend them for that. Yes. Also, Miami Heat, I believe they were the sixth seed and they made it all the way to the NBA finals.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Not only did they do that, they won two games off the Lakers. Now, one thing I love to see, and I just, it makes my heart go crazy, is seeing the narrative of Jimmy Butler being completely switched.
Wow.
From being considered quote unquote, I don't like to use the term, but a locker room cancer, as was some media outlets portrayed him to be, into now he's considered to be one of the hardest workers. You love to have a guy like him on your team because he pushes everyone to be better. You just love to see it, especially considering his whole backstory of being homeless and being doubted on and literally coming up from nothing. Right. And now he's one of the most lovable players in the NBA. You love to see it. I love the Miami story.
Oh, the Miami story is great. You have developing players like Duncan Robinson who want to get into sports management. And then all of a sudden now came across the Miami Heat. And now he's a starter. He's going to get paid soon. You have Tyler Hero on his rookie campaign.
Shout out Tyler Hero. That track is fire.
Well, start Tyler Hero, Jack Harlow, Tyler Hero. Yes, sir. But man, I couldn't boast about the Miami Heat enough. And you know, as much as it doesn't show this year,
they've had some
who they are.
Absences with their lineups and stuff. So you can't completely blame them. Jimmy Butler's been out for a good chunk because of COVID safety protocols and everything. But
They
haven't replicated it so far, but you can't doubt them. They're one of those teams that in the playoffs, they're going to perform way better than it in the regular season.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And hey, the Lakers did it. You know,
They had to.
I had Lakers at what? 5-4 in my standings.
You had that? Okay. Before we even continue, we're going to let's transition. Okay. We're going to reflect on our standings that we had last season. And kind of just touch on like the top teams that we had. Okay. So you guys just heard Malik. Malik said that he had the Lakers at number 4, which he did. And who did you have number 1, Malik?
I wasn't a believer for the Lakers. I apologize for the Lakers fans, but they did it, and they did it for Kobe, and it was amazing, and I was happy for them. But
I guess LeBron and AD ain't even worth a top 3 spot in Malik's books.
I'm sorry, Lakers. I'm sorry. But I had the Denver Nuggets in the first spot. And the reason is because of the development, I was very hype. And they did amazing.
That's the thing. At first, we laughed at him. I won't lie. If you search up Hoop Central Episode 1 on Spotify, you're going to find out that we all laughed at Malik for saying that. But truth be told, they made the Western Conference Finals, so that's something to behold. Jamal Murray, Bubba Murray. So you can't really get on Malik for that. But for myself, I had the Los Angeles Clippers at my number 1 spot for the West.
And that's not bad at all. That's a good guess.
It wasn't bad, but they disappointed me heavily.
Oh, boy.
Blowing that 3-1 lead.
Conference finals. I bet that haunts Clippers fans, man.
Ah, man. That's the second 3-1 lead they've blown. And that was under Doc River, I believe, right? Yeah, Doc River was the coach, yeah.
Who got a lot of heat.
They tried making him the scapegoat. They tried.
Yep, and they and I think they also were mentioning that Montrezl Harrell had a lot of problems in the
Oh,
locker room as
yes.
well, so they made him scapegoat number two as well. But you never know; a lot of players have problems with load management with Kawhi and Paul George, and there's
Yeah.
a lot of complaints from Beverly and Montrez. So you know, we'll never know. We'll never know.
We'll never know. But for another, switching into the other conference, you look at the Eastern Conference. We both had the Milwaukee Bucks being the top team in the East, which turned out to be true. They were the top team in the NBA, for a matter of fact. But the team that we mentioned earlier from the Eastern Conference, the Miami Heat, rained on their parade. And did they sweep them? Or was it in five?
I think it was in five.
Yeah, but they handled the Bucks.
They handled the Bucks
convincingly.
I was surprised. I'm like, wow.
It was one of those performances that made you realize the Miami Heat are for real. And it also made you realize that the Milwaukee Bucks are lacking something. I think we can pivot this into the conversation of the NBA season right now.
Let's do
and
it.
Looking at the NBA season, the outlook of how things are, the Milwaukee Bucks, who were the top team of the NBA last season, haven't really replicated the same success. Now, albeit that Jrue Holiday, who's been their major addition to their team, has been out with COVID health and safety protocols during this losing streak that they've been on.
Correct.
So you can't really get on the Bucks for that because of that exact reason. But they are on a little two-game win streak as of now.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to bounce back after losing back-to-back games to the Raptors, which I think we have to talk about as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, Brooklyn Nets, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, that is a team as well that we got to talk about. And then, obviously, the Lakers are the Lakers. But, Malik, I want to ask you this right now. You have always been high on this team. And if Justin was here, he would have been just in disbelief. He would probably would have been upset that I'm bringing this up.
Tell me.
But the Utah Jazz, I mean, hey, we've been talking about this.
Hey.
2023 Salt Lake City, you know, the Hoop Central team is getting up there. I do not care what is going on.
We're getting up there. We're going in the mountains.
We're going in the mountains.
Snowboards, whatever. That's it. We're gonna go camping in the woods.
Hey.
Everything.
We're from Canada. We're used to this. We're used to the cold. I'm gonna be pulling up with my Stockton jersey. I do not care. But Malik, when I tell you the Jazz have been probably the biggest surprise this season, they are holding the top record in all of the NBA.
Wow.
And they're coming off a 9-game winning streak, which was recently just snapped due to the Los Angeles Clippers. But Malik, share some thoughts on the Utah Jazz right now.
Man, if you mind. Where do I begin? I had Utah Jazz over the Lakers as well at the fourth spot last year.
Ooh.
So Justin Stetson inflamed me for that. But it backfired in their end this year because these guys are on top. You have Donovan Mitchell, who's having a career year. You have Jordan Clarkson, who's going for sixth man of the year.
Also
going for an improved player. You add Derek Favors back at the rotation, who's a big, big, sturdy guy who's in the backup position. Bogdanovich just took a step back, but he's more of a playmaker now, which is great.
And has he been injured or is he?
I think he's been active. I think he was injured in the playoffs.
Oh no, he did. Yeah, he did.
So he did not play in the playoffs.
My mistake.
Whatever.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. Mike Conley is having a great bounce back year, improving that. You know, he's worth his contract. You know, I can't even. Joe Ingles, adding Shaquille Harrison, Royce O'Neal playing great defense. This team's complete.
Yeah, George Niang as well, who's
George
been a really
Niang
good
too.
Player. And I watched a game with the Utah Jazz against the Dallas Mavericks, and the Mavericks were a team I was really high on. But one thing I gotta say, the defense that the Utah Jazz play oh my gosh, like it is really a thing of beauty. It's not just Rudy Gobert, although he does.
Oh my goodness!
Although he does hold the team together with his defense in the paint, every single player is able to move their feet and guard their man. And if they get beat, there's already the help defender covering the gap. They play great team defense. And although not everyone's an amazing individual defender, their team defense is literally so, so good. And then their offense is getting much, much more better. And I think if there's any year for the Utah Jazz to really, really make noise, although I don't think they will, it has to be this year because they are looking amazing. They are looking absolutely phenomenal.
Absolutely. So that furthers my question, Nakeem. Who do you have as your first seed in the West? Is it changed?
Okay.
Have you stick with the team that's there right now? I want to know. I'm very curious.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my top eight, and I'm going to go from
lightning round. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, I'm going to go from eight to number one, okay? So at the eighth seed, I've got the Dallas Mavericks. Just quickly, I got to say that they haven't started off the season that great, but I believe in Luka. I believe in Porzingis. I think they're going to get the job done. Number seven, Spurs have done a madness right now. I am so surprised and so happy to see the Spurs being successful again. But what else do you expect from a Greg Popovich coach team? And a little add-in right here. I believe when Greg Popovich retires that Becky Hammon is becoming the new head coach for the San Antonio Spurs.
Clap to that.
First female head coach in the NBA. I'm declaring it now. Book me on that. Because
I'm a big fan of Becky Hammon.
Big fan of Becky Hammon. She deserves so much respect. But on to number six. I got the Denver Nuggets. I just think that there's so much teams, and I'm going to keep going on and we can hash it out a little bit more. But number five, Phoenix Suns. Chris Paul, big addition, but I need more from Devin Booker so far this season. Number four, Damian Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers. MVP season from Dame Lillard. Number three, I got to go with the Los Angeles Clippers. They're coming out for vengeance this year. You could tell that there's a chip on their shoulder, but there is another team in Los Angeles that is better than them. And at number two, that is the Los Angeles Lakers. And you got LeBron, AD. And then you added Dennis Schroeder,
yes,
Montrezl Harrell, like Marc Gasol, Wesley Matthews. Like, you've become a better team after winning a championship. You don't really see that often.
Yes.
And then there's only one team I didn't mention, Malik. And at number one, I'm on the bandwagon. I think the Utah Jazz is going to be the number one seed in the West. Woo. I really do. Right now, they're 24-6. I just don't see how they're lose so many games at the way that they've been playing. They've been playing so great. Now, Malik, before I pass it on to you for you to mention your top eight from the West,
yes,
are
sir.
There any from my list that make you, like, your skin, your hair on your back raise up a little bit? Like, I'm intrigued.
To be honest, so far we're on the same track for the most part. A couple of positions that are, like, you know, 5-4, 6-7 switch.
Okay, like, something
we're,
like that.
You know what? Our minds are like green. So I'll tell you that.
Okay, so I think it's only right that you go in for yours right now. What's your top eight?
Okay, number eight, I'm with Nakeem. I got Dallas Mavericks, you know, slow start. They're going to pick it up. Porzingis has been resting because of his injury, and he's coming back. They're going to rebuild. They're going to regroup. They have a great bench. They have a great starting lineup. That 1-2 puncher, Josh Richardson and Tim Hardaway, is going to benefit. Let's do it. Number seven, San Antonio. Kelvin Johnson is my favorite player right now. Ooh, the San Antonio Spurs. This man, like, coming up from a veteran-based team with, you know, people, players that are age 30 and over. This development is great. You have, oh my God, Keldon Johnson, Lonnie Walker, DeJounte Murray, Derek White.
DeMar DeRozan is one of the most underrated players in the NBA.
And I can't forget about
playmaking has become amazing. But man, that's all I gotta say.
The Sports Illustrated disrespected him this year for sure again.
Even gotta discuss that. They always be disrespecting DeMar.
Okay, number six. I'm very disappointed in myself. I'm sorry. I got the Nuggets.
Oh, right now we're 3-3. We're really identical right now.
I got the Nuggets. I think a lot of rumors about Trey Michael Porter Jr., but they're missing a bit of something. I know Will Barton for sure is going to get traded, even though I'm a big fan of Will Barton. I love Will Barton, but you know, he'll provide for another team. But they need a little bit of something, maybe an Oladipo. I'm not sure, but you never know. Number five, I am so, so proud of this team. Chris Paul and the Phoenix. I can't even call Chris Paul's team. Chris Paul, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, and the Phoenix Suns. We had Phoenix Suns at what, eighth spot last year?
Yeah, I believe they were going. I thought they were going to make it, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
I thought we were going to make it too, but hey, they're doing it this year. And
they had an amazing bubble.
Chris Paul is showing up like he was back in the Hornets.
He's exactly what they needed, that veteran presence. And also, he's an amazing point guard that fits Devin Booker's style of play, which is he hasn't had throughout his whole career.
So oh, absolutely, absolutely. And are we just kind of the coach? Who's the coach? Is it Monty Williams still?
Monty Williams, who is amazing. Amazing. Finally, a stable coach. Devin Booker's went through like five coaches in his career, or like six. I don't even know.
Yeah.
There's never been stability, but gotta love it. We're so far 4-4. I'm loving this.
Let's go. Okay, number four. I don't know if you have this. I got the Trailblazers at four.
I got the Trailblazers too. Wow, this is crazy. Wow. This is actually crazy.
Well, that's crazy. Okay, look at Portland's record now. Wait until McCollum comes back. What is it going to be? So it's only going to get better from here. Damian Lillard's having the best season of his life.
Yeah. And he's still underrated. How?
And he's still underrated. People aren't even
bringing his name up in the MVP conversation.
Absolutely. Do you hear what Luka said? Luka's like, oh, he should have been an all-star. He deserves it a bit more than me. That's very nice of him to say, I'll admit.
For sure.
That's a class statement. But hey, Damian Lillard, shout out to you. Great bench. Wait until Nurkic comes back too. You're going to have
depth.
Enes Kanter's doing a great job starting, and now he'll get benched going to that seventh man role. Let's keep going. Number three, Clippers.
Wow, this is crazy right now. I can't believe what I'm seeing.
Wow, this is crazy. Clippers right now. Clippers are going to have a great season. I feel like they're going to play similar to like last year. Well, Lou Williams is getting old. He's taking a bit of a step back. I just need to see... I need to see a bit more from the Clippers, just in general. You know, I like to see, I don't even know. Marcus Morris is doing a great job off the bench, even though I like him starting. So we'll see what happens if they go smaller, big. But, hey, that's my Clippers at number three. Number two, man, the key. I got the Lakers.
We literally went 8-for-8. We really agree. And this is, we did not discuss this. This is actually, I'm really baffled right now. Wow, Malik, continue.
We did not discuss this. Hey, I stepped up my analysis this year. What can I say? Lakers are still the team to beat in the West, and everyone knows it. And hey, they're doing their thing. LeBron is number one MVP standings. He's having another great year, and he's like 35, 36 years old. What the heck?
It's mad.
LeBron! This guy will never chill. And, you know, he's a GOAT. What can we say? Justin, you're right. Hey, okay. Number one.
Hey, we talked about them enough, man.
This is it. This is the year.
This is the year. No, we're not saying they're going to win the championship, but hey.
Justin, you have some competition. It's the Jazz.
Oh, man.
We already explained the Jazz. So
yeah, we already explained the Jazz. We don't even got to go more, but this is crazy. 8-for-8. Wow. Great minds think alike, Malik.
Let's do it.
And it's only right that we go into the Eastern Conference real quick. And
this was so hard for me.
This was really hard too, but I'm going to go in quick with my number eight. I had the Miami Heat. Now, people are going to get at me, but they're not having the best season, but I believe that they're going to pick it up. But I just think there's too much ground to cover for them to be a higher seed, because I think these other teams are going to have a better regular season. And number seven, I got the Indiana Pacers. I just think without Caris LeVert, they're not going to be able to have enough offense to carry them along through the season. At number six, I got the New York Knicks. I am high on this team. Julius Randle, my gosh, he is playing amazing. Gotta love the Canadian boy, RJ Barrett. And finally, they have a good coach, Tom Thibodeau, and he's actually playing the young guys. He is actually playing the young guys. Emmanuel Quickley, most underrated rookie this year.
Love that guy.
Number five, the Boston Celtics. There's something missing with this team, and that comes from the play of Kemba Walker. He is having a horrendous season, and I'm not over-exaggerating when I say this, because it just looks like he's not himself. Like, offensively, defensively, it's just like he's a liability on the floor as of now. But number four, the team that has completely flipped their season around, the Toronto Raptors, who just went above 500 for the first time this season after going 2-8 to start the season. Crazy storyline. You can never doubt a Nick Nurse coach team. Nope. Just saw Chris Finch, another descendant from the Nick Nurse coaching lineage, get a head coaching role with the Minnesota Timberwolves recently. Gotta love that.
Congratulations, Chris Finch. Yep.
Yeah, congratulations. Number three, I got the Milwaukee Bucks. We've talked about them, but these two teams, I think, are just going to be a little bit better, which is at number two, I have the Philadelphia 76ers. And you know what? Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, gotta love them. But I think it's hard to bet against this team to be number one which is the Brooklyn Nets. Now, they've been without KD, but they have looked amazing. They're on the NBA's best winning streak as of today, which is a 6-game winning streak. And James Harden, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant on one team. Right. How can you really go up against that? But those are my eight. Malik, I am intrigued to hear what you have to say.
All right, I'll go fast. Our list is very different, which I'm excited.
Really? Okay, I'm ready for this.
So on the same page? He's not on the same page at all. Actually, well, some picks. Okay, number eight. Okay, I'm sorry, Hawks. I'm sorry, Hornets. Hawks, I put you at ninth because you have DeAndre Hunter injured. You have Bogdanovich injured. You have a lot of injuries. If you had a full roster, I'm putting you.
Yeah, Bogdanovich's injury is what swayed me away from them.
But Lana, next year's your year, I promise you. But I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the Hornets fans, too. LaMelo's only going to develop. They're going to be better next year. But I got the Knicks at eighth. I got the Knicks, baby.
Knicks at eight. I got a little bit higher on you.
You're a bit higher. Hey, I'm still a Knicks believer. Julius Randle, RJ Barrett are both having career years. Alfred Payton and Quickly are serving as your top guards right now.
Yeah.
And it's just an amazing system. I think coach has figured out the system and the rotation. And that's all I got to say about the Knicks. I'm proud of you guys. Number seven, I got the Heat. They're doing this. After All-Star break, Jimmy Butler's going into beast mode. He's going to say, okay, boys, let's do this. They're going to go crazy. Too. They're going on a run. They might make a trade. Yeah. In Miami Heat, I got number seven. Number six, I got Indiana Pacers.
Okay.
Caris LeVert and TJ Warren are scheduled to come back mid-April. I think they can hang on. I think they can hang on. When they get into the playoffs, they're going to be a scary number six seeds. And a lot of teams that are third seed are not going to want to face the Pacers.
Definitely.
I think they could do a Brogdon and Sabonis, that 1-2 punch. And Miles Turner.
They need Miles Turner, right, though. Without Miles Turner, their defense is atrocious.
Without Miles Turner, defense
carries their defense. I just got to say that.
Don't get injured, Miles. That's all I have to say.
Oh, please.
Number five, I'm disappointed in myself, but I got the Celtics. Does that make me not a believer? Maybe, but I'm trying to.
Hey, what about your defensive player of the year, man? I thought this was supposed to be the season.
That's why I put them at the fifth, because they're not starting this man.
Hey, I don't want to get a Malik rant right now, but hey, keep going with your list.
Keep going with this, Boston. I'm sorry, number fifth seed, but you guys can get it going. I still believe. Number four, my Toronto Raptors. Love you guys to the day I die, but you guys could do it. You already turned the season around. You're going to get Lowry back soon. Now you just have to find, with Chris Finch out, Nick Nurse is going to control the offense. But you just have to find the right system. Got some hard schedules, hard games going, but you could do it. And I believe in you guys. We the North. Let's do it. Number two, here we go. Oh, sorry. Number three. Here we go, Nikeem. Here's where differentiates. I got Philadelphia at number three. I got Philadelphia at number three. They're going to fall off. That's my opinion. They're gonna fall off, or they might do a trade. But number three is my prediction right there. Number two, I got the Nets. So you know who's number one's gonna be.
I got
the Nets. Number one, I got the Bucks. The Bucks are taking that number one seed after the All-Star break. They're taking it. They're snatching it. That's my opinion. They got too much of a deep roster. Great bench. Everyone could defend. You got three players, Giannis, Middleton, and Holiday, that could defend Brooklyn's big three, I believe. And not to discount Brooklyn Nets, they're an amazing team. And when they get that communication and chemistry going, you're not going to stop that team. But the Bucks are the team that can.
You know what? I'm going to let the viewers decide this for themselves. Listen to this. Do you guys agree with Malik? I'm really intrigued to know. Or do you agree with me? Because, you know, my taste is immaculate. You know, I know my basketball stuff. Malik thinks Robert Williams was supposed to be Defensive Player of the Year, but look at Miles Turner. So, hey, no diss to Malik though.
Start Robert Williams, Celtics. Start him.
Got to start the hashtag Start Robert Williams. But great discussion. We've covered a lot of things. Next week, gonna be even more stuff. We're gonna get more into the NBA season itself. We're glad to be back. Excited. Got big things in store. Ready to take you guys along the trip. And it's been your boy, Nakeem.
It's been your boy, Malik.
And thank you for listening to the first episode of season 2 of the Hoop Central podcast. We will see y'all next week.